And we're here again to have another wonderful program to help you get more into your body with your spirit, to make that divine connection to your heart center. And we'll just talk about the light ship in case you're curious, wondering what the light ship is. In the time of Jesus, Jesus used the terminology as Father when he was talking about the light ship and how the light ship worked through him, with him. So all of his healings was done from the light ship. And on the light ship, people were transported out of time to the light ship for their healings, and they came back here again. And this is the same process that we do now. Nothing changes. Everything is instantaneous. And this is the energy that created the universe of light, which is the creation light ship. And this works out of time. So a lot of people don't understand what I'm talking about sometimes, so I'll just make it a little clearer. The darkness energies and the energies that are controlling you, like your natal chart, the planets, etc., are time-based reality items, okay? So whenever you're in time, then you're using the energy, we'll say, in your head, which we'll call your awakening thoughts. And your awakening thoughts that you have are normally controlled by time. You do have thoughts of the body. So that energy of the body, that interface, can move from your heart and receive thoughts, and it can also go from your heart into the mind. And this is the mass mind. And the mass mind that we talk about is universal mind. This is the light of the darkness. We talk about Akashic records. That's the light of the darkness. Anything that deals with time energy. And this here is the problem, is that most people are inside of their heads, not realizing that your spirituality doesn't come inside of your head. And it only is inside of you and your heart center. And then you're out of time. So you have two energies. Time energy, which is the energy of control, like your natal chart, giving you predestined ways of living. And then you also have the energy in your heart, which we have a hard time connecting with because we haven't been taught how to do this. Because the darkness right away, ever since you're born, normally connects you with the thoughts in your head. Before you're able to really think about things and have judgment, then you're like a baby, and then you're in that love energy, and you're always emanating the source energy around you. And then as you get older, that switches over, and then you start living the life and living the mind energy. And this is why it's so hard to get out of, because we're so preconditioned to be in our mind, in the darkness. And the darkness then gets created in our body, in our DNA, in our RNA, and then we end up living the past life of our ancestors. All of their lives right now, this very moment in their time. Remember, you're in the time-based reality. This is why time changes, speeds up and slows down. So when you're in time, then you're in the darkness. When you're in your heart, you're out of time, and time stops for you. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. Hello and welcome, everyone. It's Friday night, and we're here for another wonderful hour of healing and teaching from the light ship. And it's really interesting what you're talking about, Ron, with regards to the mind energy, because, you know, people look and they try to figure it out with their mind, and I think it's pretty clear we can say now that your mind will never figure out how to get out of the darkness, how to get out of the illusion. And you'll never find or locate your spiritual existence inside of your mind, no matter how long you search for it there, because the mind is the problem. The mind energy is the dark energy. It's the energy that's sort of like the failed computer program that keeps creating this kind of, world of darkness and suffering that people are stuck in. So the reason that this radio program exists is to help everyone to connect to their spirit energy inside their heart center and get out of time, out of the illusion. So to that end, these teachings are available from the light ship, and basically the healing samples are for you to experience what it's like when the divine energy comes to actually lift the dark energy from us and to offer healing, so that you can experience a heart-based healing, not a mind force of will type of healing, and it's a really big difference. So it's very exciting to experience, and we are happy to talk with you either live. If you have a question for Ron or you want to know more about the lightship or you have something that you want to ask about with the healing, you can call in or you can type in on the fast chat. I'll give you the call-in numbers if you want to write these down. The call-in number for tonight is area code 415-762-1161. That's 415-762-1161. And if you are on dial-up and you can't call and be on your computer at the same time, then you can go onto the fast chat. Just click on the link that says BBS Fast Chat, and that'll bring up a fast chat window for you. So I think we can get started now. It's wonderful to actually have the light being in front of you on the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio. If you scroll down the page, you're going to see a beautiful light being that was actually drawn by an artist who was on the Creation Lightship for healing on one of the conference calls and drew this beautiful picture in real time when she was on the lightship. So Ron will bring in the divine energy through that, and you can connect with your heart center and feel that divine energy, and you can request healings from just telepathically with the light being. So I will turn it over to you, Ron, to get started.
Hey, so bring up the light being. It's a little bit over an inch down on your scroll bar underneath the blinking flower, and it will energize the light being first of all here. Here we go. So stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And most people, when they see it get energized, you're actually feeling the spirit energy of this light being. And the eyes will change. You'll have a much better aura around it. It'll seem more vibrational, we'll say, like it's living. It is a living photograph now. If you want to move your head back and forth a little bit, you can actually feel the energy. And watch the eyes, in a sense, move with you. It's very interesting as people will comment on that. And we'll talk a little bit before we do some sample healings here. One of the questions was, well, are we the only planet in the universe of light doing the ascension? So that question is, there's lots of planets. Remember, we're just like one grain of sand out there in the universe of light. So all the planets are doing the ascension together at one time. This is why the universe of light gets turned off. Then another question was, well, is Jesus on all the other planets like he was 2,000 years ago here, or has he been to those planets? Very possibly, but I can't say for sure. There are other beings that come to teach and talk about ascension for whatever, you know, lifestyle is there or life form. Remember, animals typically don't get into judgment, so they don't really need to know too much because they don't necessarily deal with what we deal with here as humans. And so there are planets that just strictly are love energy only that don't need to really know about ascension and what they need to do to prepare for it. I imagine there are planets where the people do need to have a little more information. And, you know, like here, like the information is lost. So here for you listening, it might be all new to you about ascension and what it actually is and how it works and why you have to have your body cleaned out of the densities, which is what Jesus was doing. So if you just look up and see what he was doing 2,000 years ago, by all means, it's the same thing as today. You have to clean out your DNA, your judgment out of your cells of your body, your cellular structure to bring in light. But what is the light? The light is your spirit. So there's not going to be anything really coming to you other than your spirit for ascension, okay? So don't think that you're going to be able to look up in the sky and try to psychically to connect to some gigantic light source energy, because it happens in a blink of an eye and nothing is here. The ascension takes place and the movement of all the energies after it's done. And then I have people saying, gee, Ron, well, you know, I hear about ascension. When's it going to be? And I'll just take off of work for the last week before ascension and I'll prepare for it. Well, I don't know if you can compare or prepare for 2,000 years of densities in 1 week. You know, people have a hard time even doing it in this lifetime. This is why the lightship is here. So there's nothing that you can really do yourself, by yourself, by anything out there other than the lightship to help you for ascension. There's a lot of teachings out there about it, which will tie you up more with the darkness than it will the actual love energy. Remember, the light does not promote itself. It's up to your spirit to connect with you. This program's on just to have you get connected to yourself. I can talk to you all, you know, on all these shows. You have over 500 archives. You can listen to them. And to me, it's all the same basic thing. It's just to get into your body with your spirit. And we do various sample healings to show you what's needed. And then it's up to you to, you know, make that choice to move forward to have that experience. If you don't believe in ascension, you don't care about it, you don't want, you know, your body to ascend, what about your spirit? You want your spirit to be stuck in a dark side universe? Well, you might say, gee, I don't want to have that done. And you all know how bad it is here. It could be a lot worse. So then if that's the case, you want to do, you know, some clearings to get out of that. Like one of the clearings would be the spirit barcode. And I'll be getting those up online shortly here. So they'll be actually, I'll do an abduction barcode online, I believe. In fact, I'll probably put all the different barcodes online for everybody. So you can get those off of you. That'll be within maybe the next month, I hope. But that's kind of it. It's all very, for me, it's very simple. You have to don't clean your body out. You're not going to have the ascension, and you might go sideways, especially if you're looking for 2012 as the answer. Remember, the darkness works in time. They can change time, stop time instantly. And, you know, a half a second of you being not in this time-based reality, remember, they're still controlling you in time. So when they slow time down enough, they can take you off to a parallel lifetime. And you can be living for years there. They can do a lot of manipulation to you. And then they put you back in here again, and you wonder, gee, what happened the last half a second? I feel a little strange. Well, you can be played with a lot by the darkness. And I use the word extraterrestrial, aliens, because those are what's controlling it. Mainly that's a sad thing that I talk about, because these beings are either beings that had a spirit with them, you may want to call it a soul, or possibly... they have that, you know, too, like you have, but they switched over to the darkness also. And so they're double agents, we'll say. And then you have the aliens that have no spirit or soul in them, like shapeshifters that you find in people's bodies. And they're here to control you, just like the planets are. So, Sylvia, I think we have a caller. I'll turn it back over to you.
All righty. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes. Hi, Sylvia, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry. We have a question for Ron tonight.
Yes, I do, Sylvia. Thank you. Yes, my question is adaptability when you go from one planet to another. In other words, on the movie Avatar, Jake gave up his emotional and mental body to be a biochemical body on the planet that he went to. And it took time to learn the language and the lifestyle of the Na'vi people. So it took him several years, he and his brother, when you figured out the time. It took maybe 3 years or so for both of them. They both had a similar DNA, so when his brother died, he was elected with his DNA system through the machine that to create this avatar body. So when it takes several years or so for them to adapt through their DNA system. Now, when we go to the planet of light, is that hold true also? To be a sentient being, to redevelop as a light being, wouldn't that take a lot of changing in us from giving up the emotional, mental body like Jake did, and into that spiritual, sentient body to communicate to people like that, their language system and their living style system and everything? Wouldn't that be a number of years to change over from one form to another form because of a new form of culture we'd be going into?
Oh, that's a very good question. Very, very good. Okay. You have to remember that when you're watching that movie, Avatar, that movie is in time. And so they're showing you how long it takes in time to do this. When you're out of time on the light ship, you're not really keeping track of the amount of time that's happening. As far as the transformation, that's instantly. So what happens is people are asking me questions at times about their loved ones, their spirits that are no longer, or the bodies are no longer living with their loved ones, and what's their spirit doing? So, you know, I'll have them do the special clearing to clear their spirit of the emotional traumas. Instantly, they're now put into light. So if they are in the light of the darkness, is what I call it, or the light of the darkness where you go to after you die, that's what you go through. Going through that white light tunnel getting bumped around here and there. I hear people talking about it. Anyway, one person I heard talking about the tunnel was that he went through it and he, you know, kind of got bumped around a lot and it was a lot of colors. And then he got, went to the other side, got spit out. And then he's in front of some type of machine or something as it's talking to him telepathically. Then he gets, you know, pushed back here again. And he comes back and he's all sunburned, you know, radiation burns on him, black eyes, other physical problems. Very angry, you know. Well, that wasn't true light. You probably just got abducted to some ET spaceship, and they had different chemicals, different energies on it, which weren't conducive to your physical body. So on the light ship, that does not happen. Your body is prepared. The body that you're living in now would be prepared to go with the Earth spirit. Since it created you, it's going to allow you to go where it wants to go, where it's going to, okay? So on the light ship, the densities are taken out instantly. So the difference is you're living here now, so how do you take your body with you? You have to do the clearings to get the DNA out of it. Now, at that point, when ascension time happens, if you haven't done that work, then you're just going to be probably put in, a file cabinet someplace with your blueprint. It might even be in quarantine because the light ship does not have any energies on it. That's not a pure light. So you might be out there on a tether someplace, you know, with your blueprint of your body, waiting to get cleaned up at some time when the light wants to clean your body up, okay? Now, your spirit also is going to go through a process, too, of deprogramming and cleanup. But all that happens instantly. So the whole thing here is if you were not here in a physical body listening to me, you could be out of here instantly just by having that clearing done. Just one clearing for a loved one clearing, and it's gone. But you can't do it for yourself because you still have a body to be responsible for. And so as far as going to another location, shedding the emotional energies, learning a different language and all that, that's going to happen instantly for everybody. So it gets to be quite interesting how it looks and how it works. I'll talk about another lady that I met in my travels here. And she has been channeling the... And I think she's probably still living, I hope, but she's been channeling the Galactic Federation for years and years and years and selling her information to people. Very, very reasonable. A lot of the information is probably, you know, definitely valid. I won't say that it's not, just because it comes through a channel. It may not be 100% correct, but it's enough for people with curious minds to get information on. You know, and that's up to you at that point. But... if you wish to listen to this stuff. But what happened with her, and this was probably about 4 years ago, maybe even closer to five, I met her at one of the conferences. In fact, I think it was a UFO conference that I went to. And she was there, and she's selling her stuff. And, you know, we started talking, and she says, you know, that darn Galactic Federation, I deal with them, I channel them, I have all this information here, and she would sell, like, for $5, it looked like probably about 300 copies or something of information back then. I mean, it was quite something. And she'd put it all together herself, you know, with all the love energy, and she'd do this, you know. But she says, you know, I got abducted to one of their ships, and they also gave me radiation poisoning. And I was sick for months, and she was still sick. So I had to do a healing on her, and then she ended up getting much better, but probably actually even healed. But it's interesting how the Galactic Federation does not care for the ground crew down here. They'll just keep using you, and she's just a perfect example of that. It's very sad. So you have to realize, you know, that you're not going to the light. You're going to the light of the darkness. And this is why I mentioned be very careful of how you and what you look at on websites. This is why we have on our website here, creationlightship.com, a way that you can go in there and clear off websites. So this really helps that person. So you might be listening to the program and say, I don't believe what Ron's saying, but if you go in there and you clear off that website of your favorite one that you're going to, getting information, then it will bring more light to them. It's not going to harm anybody. The harm could be if it goes further and goes to the alien races that are not of the light transmitting this stuff, to some poor person down here, like the lady who was doing the channeling who got almost killed from radiation poisoning, you know, and was sick for months, you know, those energies, if they're not in love, will no longer exist. They'll have to either turn into the light completely or be terminated because they're interfering with your free will. There should not be any channeling here on this planet whatsoever, and there should not be any alien intervention here. We should all have our own space, our own way to live as we normally would here. And there are aliens that live here. That's perfectly fine. If they want to come up and say, hey, you know, we're from planet so-and-so, and, you know, we have our little race over here. You can come and join us, and we'll have tea someday or something. That's great. But the ones that I'm talking about are the ones that are controlling you, like the planets, your natal chart, and the mind control transmissions, and the technologies that were brought down here, like the atomic bomb, to kill us, you see. Very sad of, you know, for what they have done to us here. And why they haven't cleaned up the water or anything else, you know, you kind of wonder, where are they? They're always coming. They're always bringing in information that they're going to come here, but where are they? So this show we dedicate to kind of paranormal stuff. I am having a conference call after this BBS program tonight, and we maybe can put the number, if it's not already on the fast chat there, the phone number, if you want to write it down here. And I'll say it again maybe in 5 or 10 minutes or so. So it's 646-519-5800. And I'll just repeat that, 646-519-5800. And they'll prompt you for a PIN number, which is 9009. So if you're interested in asking about the light chip, you know, different questions that you may have, you know, I'd be happy to answer them for you. And I'm sure so would other
and
people.
And then can I get a clarification about the mind area, Ron, please?
Too. So this call is mainly about, you know, if you're curious about the light chip, you want to know about the healings, you know, maybe how they work and everything else. And about ascension. This is the true information about ascension, what you're going to be dealing with. And the ascension is taking place by the Earth Spirit going to 8th dimensional reality. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have a few questions on the fast chat. Maybe it'd be a good time to pick up some of those. Some good questions. We had someone earlier. It might have been Karen. I'm not sure. I can't see it anymore on the fast chat. But the question was, what do our bodies look like? What do we look like when we're on the light ship? Are we fully in our physical body?
You know, whenever you go to the light ship, you're there physically. If you're wearing, you know, a robe, we'll say maybe you're getting ready to go to bed, you have a robe on, you have that robe on there. You're taken up exactly the way you are. If you're in the bathtub or in the shower or something, they'll probably give you some type of clothing to put on. But other than that, you are looking like you are here because everything gets brought up to the light ship that's with you. I'll tell you a little story, what happened. I was at the San Francisco, I think it's New Living Expo. In fact, that's, I'm not going to it this year, but if any of you are out there in San Francisco, I'll give them a little plug here. Their expo, I believe, is at the end of April, I think. Okay, you can check it out on the Internet. Anyway, it's a gigantic event. It's like a block long, and it's in San Francisco. So anyway, I was there doing healings with people, taking them to the light ship, and one lady comes to me, I think on Sunday, and she was up probably about maybe two or three times so far, and she was one of the exhibitors there. And so I recognized her, you know, each time. After the second and third time, this I think it was her fourth time that she's going up to the light ship, and I would do 10-minute sessions. So she had her name tag on with her name on a little badge, and it was a simple name, maybe like Ella or something like that. I think it was like 3 or 4 letters, so I kind of recognized it quite easily, you know, and took her up. And I'm in front of her, like maybe 2 to 3 feet away. We're both sitting in chairs. And her name, little badge isn't there. And I'm wondering, gee, I wonder, you know, I remember what this lady's name was, but, you know, I'm looking for a badge and it's not there. Well, we come back from the light ship after the 10-minute session, and zap, there it is, right on her. So each time she was being, say, beamed up and down continuously, even though you think you're still here, you're there, they must have taken off, or she took off, her name badge. And then when she came back down, it was now on her clothing. So that was quite something to see, very interesting. But, yeah, you are wearing, you do look the way you look. And, you know, if there are people that are human there that know, say, the language that we're speaking, say, English or whatever your native tongue is, we'll say, if they are there, you can talk just like you're talking now. Typically, they use mental telepathy, and that way all languages work, and you're able to communicate that way. And there are different light beings there. They take on all different forms. I normally pick the forms that are more consistent to the Earth lifestyle here, like dogs and animals and bumblebees and dragonflies, and we have dolphins there. But there are other light forms that are there, too, also, say, cross-training for the ascension process to become doctors to where they're going to. So they're all in training to help all sentient beings, anything with a consciousness, to do the ascension. So this is what it's about. So there are different life forms there. In fact, I'll bring in one right now if you want to feel one of the flower energies here. Now, these flowers are very large. They're about a 10-foot diameter flower. I'll count to 10, and it'll come in to your room, and you can actually maybe even smell the fragrance of it. So this naturally is not a earth-based flower, but it still looks like a flower. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here it is here. Now, I'll just put some music on. You can experience the flower. It's in your room with you right now, and you might be able to sense it, feel it. Lightship flower here. So we can talk about some soulless beings. People are kind of curious of what is a soulless being. That's a being that was created in the universe of darkness. So in the universe of darkness, for what it is, it's you know, probably perfectly fine. You know, we have the universe of light here, and these beings that are soulless are in the universe of darkness. So they may look upon us maybe as a threat, wondering why we're here, why we have free will, free choice. Maybe they don't like that. Maybe they're jealous of that, and maybe that's why they want to come in to cause us havoc, possibly, okay? But in their own universe, they're perfectly fine. The problem is that when these beings come into ours and to do the mind control, which is what they're used to, remember, they have no rules there. We're here, we just have the rule of free choice, free will. And this is what we're supposed to be living with. And everything is in divine perfection, where with their system, it may not be that, okay? But remember, they're in that system. They can cross over if they wish. In fact, we'll do that healing right now for these beings that might be listening. They could even be inside of you as a shapeshifter. So these are for the soulless beings and also for the beings that maybe are listening, maybe reside with you. Remember, our body's a host, so we can have, you know, thousands of energies with us, living inside of us that we don't even know about. This is why we do the 8-hour calls on Sundays. We have two calls, one tomorrow, 4 hours, and one on Sunday for 8 hours to help us get rid of these things. And but anyway, they come into us and share our body, our physical body, and they take away our life force energy. So what we're going to do now is do a healing for these wonderful beings. They are good for what they are. They, you know, they may not know the difference. May not even know that they're hurting you, okay? Because they are stealing your life force energy. They just maybe see you as a battery, just like you go into the grocery store buying a pack of batteries for like maybe a flashlight. You don't know the difference, you know. You don't know that you're, you know, that you're using something there that, you know, can harm something else. So they're using you as your life force. Let's put it that way. So we'll give them the chance to come into the light. Now, the difference is that if they were to approach the light ship, they would be terminated instantly because the light does not allow darkness to come into its realm of experience. If it did, on the light ship, we'd have no more light. We'd have no more free will. We would be lost to the darkness. So this is their chance to come into the light. They have free choice, free will. They will be shown what it is like to come into the light. They can bring many other beings with them if they like that. They can go back to the land of darkness, we'll say, the universe of darkness, and describe what the light's like, and if they wish to bring more people, they can. This is their choice. But the light will show them what it's like to have free will, free choice, and to be out of mind control. So here we go. Remember, the darkness, all it doesn't want to do is control you. That's why you have a natal chart. You're born under these signs and conditions of a dark side plan for you. There's no choice when you have a natal chart, believe me. Here we go. So I'm going to count to 10 as they get released, bring the light beam up on your screen. And if your body kind of shivers or shakes a little bit or you start yawning a lot, that's because they're leaving you. So hooray. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, boy, lots going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All these energies go through my body to the light ship so I can feel them leaving. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so they're now able to come into the light if they choose to. And if you feel a bit lighter, that's because the darkness left you. These beings left you. Okay, so I'll turn it back over to Sylvia. Are you out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. And, boy, I wanted to, that was wonderful, but I wanted to also go back to just before that when you brought in that beautiful flower energy from the light ship. First of all, it just felt wonderful to be in that presence. And then secondly, several people commented on the fast chat, including myself, about the beautiful scent that came along with the flowers. I think it was Everett or someone that was saying that they smelled like vanilla and kind of a banana kind of a smell. And for myself, it was just a very sweet smell. It was just really, really nice. So That was great. If anybody else wants to comment on that. I'm just going to also mention, if you enjoy these healings, Rhonda's conference calls, which is like a straight hour or longer on the light ship. And like tonight there was one. It was just incredible, you know. For many of you, I'm sure, like myself, who work, you know, out of the home on the work week, and you know, maybe get exposed to a lot of people, a lot of different energies, and people are throwing their mind energy around, and there's courtings and all this stuff going on. And then at the end of the week, coming to that Friday conference call and just having that beautiful hour on the light ship. Of course, the time there could be much longer, but all the healing energy and the divine energy, and just getting in that pure heart, pure love energy, and remembering what that's like after being out in the workaday world is just a fantastic way to heal and to set the tone for your weekend and make a sacred space, you know, for the rest of your weekend. And then on top of that, there are the special healing experiences. I think the ones that are coming up this weekend are worth talking about if you haven't heard about this before. Once a month, Ron does an ascension preparation healing on the light ship, which is a four-hour conference call basis, so you don't have to travel anywhere. You can do it from anywhere. In the comfort of your own home, you can just put it on speakerphone and sit back and relax. And even if you can't join it, you can do it as an absentee basis, so you don't even have to be there if you have a scheduling conflict or something. But it's an unbelievable call of 4 hours of healing on the light ship, including water activation for your body, for the light coats that your body needs. And then there is these eight-hour healing session intensives that Ron started doing last year to help people move forward quickly, and those happen frequently on Sundays, and there's one happening this Sunday. And Ron, would you like to tell people specifically about that one?
Yeah, what happens is that we have the darkness in us, and this is extraterrestrial, typical parasites, alien beings, etc. And when they come into our bodies, they leave residue. They can also take parts of our spirit and our body. So we have to divide this off into two locations or two sections, because you have your spirit energy, and that gets stolen. Remember, people who do witchcraft and spells and stuff on people, they take your spirit energy. They don't take your physical energy. You know, when somebody does a spell on you and maybe they want to break your arm, you don't have your physical arm, you know, actually relocate or, you know, brought to someplace else. But your spirit is, and the spirit has a broken arm, and then you end up having that in your body. Or maybe they give you some kind of drug, your spirit a drug, or you know, they do that practice. I don't want to get into that too much, but this is how it works. So your spirit can be stolen, and parts of your spirit can be stolen also. And then that goes into your body. So can your body. Your body can be abducted. We all know about abductions. That's going on every second of every day here. This is why you have parallel lifetimes. So everybody is being abducted, you know, a lot. And, you know, the ones that really are abducted, where they actually go up and spend some time on the spaceships, you know, that happens probably, you know, 2 to 3 times a year for most people. But the little short ones are like parallel lifetimes. And that happens to you, too. So these energies that are stolen from you, and just look at it another way. We all have lost maybe glasses, or a piece of clothing, keys, you know, just things that are, you know, used every day. And you could swear that maybe the day before you put this item in a certain location, and now you go the next day and it's not there. And you wonder, gee, what happened to that? Did somebody burglarize me? Well, in a sense, yes, but it wasn't done here. So you actually just left it in a parallel lifetime. And eventually, when the darkness takes you into that parallel lifetime again, abducts you and takes you there, then maybe you might put that coat on. Maybe you might grab the keys. Remember, you're living the same lifetime. They clone the lifetimes. They clone this planet and all these experiences that you have. So you're actually being cloned, and all your friends are cloned too. And so you don't realize that you're not here, and you're living a life. Remember, they're getting more spirit energy out of you. They found a way to do that. Very sneaky. to give you maybe 1,000 parallel lifetimes so that they're using you a lot. And you wonder why you're always tired. Or you go to sleep and you go, man, I didn't get any rest last night. Well, maybe you're in 2,000 parallel lives. And then what can happen is those lifetimes can be brought over into this life. And then you have like a deja vu, or you have a vivid dream of something and it happens. Maybe you see the dream in color and you wake up in a cold sweat because you were having that experience. You're still in your bed, but you're over there having it too. Maybe you have, 300 of these lifetimes of the exact same thing. And now over there, maybe you get run over by a car. Maybe you break an ankle in a car accident or something, Well, all of a sudden now you have the energy all around you. And what's going to happen here? Everybody's going to read that energy around in your auric field and say, hey, this person wants to have a car accident. And they also want to have a broken ankle. And zap, it happens to you. And then they got one more lifetime of pain out of you. So now instead of having maybe 300 lifetimes, now they have 301. They live off that energy. So when you start learning more about this and understanding it more, it becomes very obvious why you don't want to leave your body, even when you're sleeping. So I'll give you that call if you want to call in, having a question and answer call after the BBS program tonight. It's 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009. So on Sunday, what we have is our special call. It's a conference call. You can go on my website and click on that and pay for that. We sent the PIN numbers. And what it is we're there to help you get rid of these alien life forms and parasites out of your body. And you feel so much better afterwards. And unfortunately, one eight-hour call is not going to get a lot of these released out of you. It will help you, and you will feel better. But the more you're on these calls, the better off you feel. And this is the way the darkness comes into you. So, if you are curious, one call could, 1 8-hour a day could maybe change your whole life for you. It has changed a lot of people's lives. That's why they keep coming on the calls, because they feel so much better. And then after this Sunday, I think I'm going to be starting up the calls again, maybe the last weekend of, I think it might be April. I'm not 100% sure. Let me just check my calendar here. I think the third or fourth weekend, I think I'm starting it on the 18th again. So just look for an email. If you're interested, get on our email list here. So I believe the 17th and 18th will be the 4-hour, and then the 8-hours will start 18th and the 25th of April, and then the 2nd of May. So we'll be doing those calls starting at that time again to help people out. So back to you, Sylvia. And by all means, come on the conference call, in about a half an hour from now.
Okay, so we have quite a few questions on the fast chat, but I also want to read something from Anonymous here, who's typed in some really wonderful comments. And they're saying that they've been doing, Ron, your dark side practitioner clearing on your website, the online version, every day. And they said, I noticed two things. I was finally able to see the whites of a certain person's eyes, and that same person has been sick, and they had been coughing all week. I remember Ron saying something once about when we get healings done, it starts to take the sources used by these dark side mind practitioners. So it was interesting to see that stuff right in front of my face, because I suspected nothing before. Thank you, Ron, for making these healings available. I will not stop. So that's pretty awesome. So how does that work then if one person is doing a clearing and then it's affecting someone else as well?
Yeah, what happens is that these dark side practitioners, so that could be your neighbor who doesn't like you, and they keep thinking bad thoughts whenever you drive out of your driveway or something. So that could be a dark side practitioner. They don't necessarily have to have a shingle out there or have a degree in sorcery or something. They could just be a person thinking bad thoughts of you. And that can come into your lifestyle, interfere with you. what it was designed for initially was people who have had attacks by ministers, people who are family members, people who don't like them. And these people then would typically go to a practitioner who deals with the dark arts, which we call a dark side practitioner. So these people are known for doing spells, etc. So what happens is these people somehow are able to tap into these pools of energy that they can use to direct that energy from these pools to you. So that's very simplistic, but that's kind of the way it works. And whenever people pray, like let's say you go to church this Sunday, hopefully you're not, but let's say that you are, and you start praying to some alien god outside of yourself, well, you could be charging up one of those pools to be used against yourself even. But basically, there's a lot of energy pools out there. They're alien energies. And just think of the clouds in the sky just as an example, of energy pools, not that the clouds are this, okay? But there are ET ships in those clouds, okay? Those are the flat bottom ones, ship clouds, but I won't get into that. That's another story, you know, in itself. But the energies are there. A dark side practitioner is taught how to use these pools of energy. Maybe they have a certain chant, and that connects them, cords them to that pool. And now they have a list in front of them. Maybe they got $50 to work on you for a month. And maybe every day at 11 o'clock, they see this, see your name come up on their list, and they maybe do their chants for 15 minutes to cause you harm. Well, they could be using 20 to maybe 100 of these pools. The ones that are more powerful have more pools to use. And they're using all that energy of the darkness because people pray into these energies. You know, they could have been around for, 20,000 years here. And they're very strong, and they still get charged up by people that believe in this modality of healing. And this is how it works. And it may not be healing, but it's just using dark side energies. And this is how a beginner who does nothing, knows nothing about anything, can get a book and within probably 5 minutes do a spell on you. You know, it's real common because they're using that pool. They just tap into it. You know, they got the tiger by the tail, you know. And that's how it works. So what happens is when you clear yourself off or you put that person's name in, and I mentioned earlier about a website, you're taking away these darkness energies. So we'll say that you go to website A, B, and C, and this website is talking about, we'll just say health food, okay? And it gets a lot of hits, and the dark side decided to connect to that website because it's helping people. No, I'm not saying that the webmaster's doing it. I'm not saying that, the server's doing it. But the dark side knows the website. So they just put their energy into it. It rides along the website. You know, and when you go to a certain page, we'll say all of a sudden they blast you with this negative energy. Now you get sick. You don't know why. It might take, months or so. And so when you put that website in, then the person who is on that, and I could use mine, for example. You put my name in there. Or the Creation Lightship website, we'll just say that my website is a whole different one than this here. And so all of a sudden you put me in there, I'll have more light sent to me. Wonderful. I love it. And anybody else who has their name listed there, can have light brought to them. Now, if there's any darkness attached to that person, that'll be eliminated too. And the lightship will go after the darkness because the darkness should not be interfering with your free choice, free will. And this is the way it works. All of a sudden, you're helping all kinds of people out there by getting rid of these darkness energies. So that's kind of the way it works. And so you may ask for yourself to have a healing, and it may actually transfer on to even a family member that you never even put down for that clearing because they're being controlled by that same energy also. So I think we had a caller. So is there a caller out there?
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
I have a question. You've used this term before, and I wanted you to clarify it because I've heard the light of the dark use it, and I just wanted to hear your version because I know your version is always better. Spiritual integrity.
Integrity?
Spiritual integrity. You want me to tell you what they said? No, we don't need to hear what they said. Everybody thinks they know that word. What does that really mean when you say it?
So when I say spiritual integrity, it means that having yourself whole and complete with spirit energy in your body and your spirit. If you want to use the word soul, which is more of an earthly term, you can use that. So that's bringing you into complete alignment with source energy. That's spiritual integrity. That's my definition.
So when we connect from our, when we do the heart mind drop and connect and talk to our spirit, that's really what, when also spirit integrity?
Yes, you are connecting to your own source of creation energy, which is your spirit. So you would be connected in a sense that way too, because you are being connected to the right source, which is the integrity of source energy.
As long as you don't have entities talking to you still.
The entities won't talk to you in your heart. They'll talk to you in your head.
Right.
Remember, if you go to your head, then you have the smorgasbord of whatever's up there, out there, mass consciousness, collective consciousness, universal mind. This is all time-based energy, which is all darkness. And that's
one
how they
term,
control us. They give us
what?
Our thoughts. They give us the thoughts in our DNA. So the body is set up, unfortunately, as it gets recreated, by having children, everything is being passed on genetically to that next life form, along with all the stuff, the baggage. And then that person has to deal with that baggage each time around. And that baggage does not normally get cleared out by the previous parents. This is the way it's supposed to work here. So that's the way that you can get rid of the darkness is to, which you can't necessarily do, but if you could talk to your ancestors 2,000 years ago and say, hey, don't have a kid yet till you're probably 60 or 70 if you live that long, but do work on yourself for all of those years. And get rid of your darkness, get rid of your judgments, and then conceive somebody. Then they'll be better than you. And if you could talk to each generation going back, 2,000 years, you would be a different person right now today. You'd be able to have your spirit in your body completely. It'd be with all your cell structure. And, man, you'd be right in the first one in line here for the bus ticket for ascension.
So, Ron, the word forgive, when you said forgive your sins, that is forgiving means to give it up to, like when Jesus was doing the clearings, he was asking you to give it up. In other words, give up what he was going to clear for you. I mean, you mentioned sins being the ancestor stuff and their judgments. So is the word forgive meaning to give it up to what he was doing with the clearings with the light ship?
You have to get rid of it. So giving it up could be one way of looking at that. You have to go back and clean out of you those energies. And so
the
forgiveness
word forgive,
basically
keep using that word. That's why I'm asking.
The word forgiveness
really being misinterpreted.
Just forgiving one person, if you still have an emotional charge on it, it's still going to be in your body. So just forgiving someone is not going to cause is not going to help you too much. It might get rid of one small imprinting, one grain of sand. Okay? But then, do you still carry a charge on it? You can forget about the person, use the word forget, and say that I forgave this person because I'm now going to forget about this situation. It's still inside of your body, stored someplace. So it could come up, a few generations on down the line. Somebody else can now deal with your issue. But what I think was probably really trying to get across back then was to use discernment. And not to get tied into emotional densities.
Okay.
So if you
thank
do,
you.
Then you want to get out of it. And maybe that's how they use the word forgive.
Okay, thanks
a lot.
You have
to clear yourself of the density that you programmed into your body.
So when we forgive ourselves, we don't judge ourselves any longer. And that's when with you, I can tell you I want this clearing because I feel I'm ready to forgive myself. And to let everything go emotionally and whatever else goes along with it. I mean, 7 generations will probably let go of more deeper stuff from my ancestors, which I have no idea why I feel guilty about things that have nothing to do with me in this lifetime. That could be the reason that I'm feeling those judgments or the emotional bodies of those ancestors in my DNA memories.
Yeah, that's correct. And you could have their emotional bodies with you, too. Remember, they know your family lineage. And they may all know you. Remember, you probably know all of your, I won't say all of your, but you probably know quite a few of your relatives. You know, everybody has cousins and uncles and aunts, and you know those people. And so when those people die, those emotional bodies can and will go into body hop into you. And so naturally, you know, you could have, you know, your Uncle Fred with you that died, you know, 20 years ago. And you wonder why you're having some of his mannerisms, okay? And then he could have liked his uncle, so now he's calling over his uncle to come into you. And now you have somebody who's maybe, you know, much older coming into you, and you have thoughts of something that maybe happened, you know, in the 1900s. And then maybe that uncle calls in another uncle, and maybe they had a sore foot, maybe in the 1850s, you know? And so now you wonder why you're developing a sore foot. And these are just the entities or emotional bodies coming into you that are body hopping. So it gets real deep real quick, but once you start to understand it, you start realizing, man, how do they come in and create programs inside of me? Because that's what they're doing, is running these programs. And so they come into your consciousness, which is a conscious program, and then they can also go into your DNA and activate the DNA programming that they passed on to you. Maybe this person had a problem with a sore foot. Maybe they like hurting themselves. Maybe they're a masochist. And so they'll pull up the DNA in you from the 1850s, and they're reliving the 1850s now in your body in 2010, and they're a masochist, and they like having their ankle hurt, okay? That goes real deep, real fast, and you go, holy crud, what am I involved with here, you know? Why do I keep doing things to myself, sabotaging myself? And you know that it's, in this lifetime, it's not correct or proper, but that's what happens. So our time is about up here. So I'll give you the phone call. It'll start in about 10 minutes here. I'll take a five-minute break at least. So do call in, everybody, if you're interested in talking about the light ship, about healings. The phone number, again, is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009. And our show tomorrow night, which will be at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and it's midnight back east, and we got to remember to turn our clocks back, you know, Friday or Saturday night. So if you're going to be on the conference call, you're going to be losing an hour of sleep, basically. But you do want to, spring ahead, right? Yeah, you're going to turn the clock ahead, losing an hour of sleep. So I don't want to get that confusing for people. So you want to spring ahead. Turn your clock ahead. And tomorrow night or Saturday night live on the light ship, we'll go there for probably about 15 minutes doing some wonderful healings. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Well, I'll just say goodnight to everyone since our time is up. Sorry if we couldn't get to all the questions on the fast chat, but if you have a chance to hop on the call, the free Q&A call that's happening in 10 minutes, that would be a good way. So blessings, everyone, and goodnight.
Hey, goodnight, everybody.